welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, May 1st. I'm Tom Ortuso. This time is some relief coming at the gas pump, and we're feeling better about the economy. But first, a new report from ADP finds across most wage categories, women saved at a higher rate for retirement than men, and workers are saving more as they approach retirement. ADP Retirement Services Vice President of Product Marketing and Business Development, Chris Augelli, says in addition, Generation Y workers are off to a slow start when it comes to saving.
Less than half of employees who are between the ages of 20 and 29 are actively saving for retirement in a workplace savings program. And those who do, they're putting aside less than 5% of their salary.
Now, the study found that overall, 60% of the workers saved for retirement at an average salary deferral rate of 7%. Augelli says it's very important for Generation Y workers to start saving at the beginning of their careers.
Taking advantage of time means they can take advantage of compounded earnings over time, which is going to really be one of the prime predictors of their future financial security.
As we continue, are gas prices on their way down?
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Good news for drivers. AAA is expecting gas prices to fall by Memorial Day as more refineries finish seasonal maintenance. The national average for a gallon of regular is $3.70. It's not likely to top last year's peak of $3.79. Finally today, people around the world are generally feeling more optimistic. Nielsen says global consumer confidence is back to pre-recession levels. The United States had the second largest increase among all the nations covered in the quarterly survey, and confidence is at its highest level since 2007. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Tom Ortuso with the Wall Street Journal.